Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed this week, but you need to know about coming out of our community. Last week's fundraiser for the family of Mystic Crib raised more than $10,000. You people just rock. The proceeds were distributed evenly between Misty's daughters, Rhea and Kyla, and her stepson, Maddox. Kyla is in UNC Hospital. She still faces a long recovery from her injuries. Maddox is home, but also faces more medical care. Misty was an account executive with CCN. She died in a tragic car crash on January 6th. Despite moving more than 1,000 chicken bog plates last week, Willing Vessels Ministries had a surplus of supplies after the sale. The donated meats and other products were used for an outreach meal by Willing Vessels on Friday, and they'll be used for a cancer fundraiser in Elizabethtown that's scheduled for later this month. A t-shirt fundraiser supporting Kyla is set for today from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shirts are $15 and $18. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. The Columbus Baptist Association Backpack Buddies had to have a second session this week, and as usual, our community didn't disappoint. An extra dozen set of hands showed up Wednesday morning to help finish assembling the food bags for the needy local children. They packed an additional 260 bags in record time. All you volunteers who help with the Backpack Buddies program, well, y'all are this week's Good News Heroes. You know how we love happy endings, especially when it comes to critters. Harlem, who is now called Walker, was found chained to a pole in a Wyville area yard in December. It was suspected that the dog was used as a bait dog for fighting. Walker was seized by Animal Protective Services. He was later adopted by Michael Elliott, who discovered the pitiful pup on a bitterly cold day. Michael's mom is Miss Maria Elliott, who has a doggy spa as a sideline to her main job at Truist Bank. Walker has been living it up in his new home, where he has his own furniture, other dogs, and a loving family. He received a clean bill of health at his last vet visit. He loves to play and greet his people at the door with a big smile every day. He's put on a good bit of weight, and his injuries have healed. Walker loves beef liver treats, his blanket, and cuddling on the couch. Not much, a dog can't ask for much more than that. Revive on Main in Tabor City will have a grand opening and ribbon cutting on February 4th at 11 a.m. with refreshments. Revive is located at 108B South Main Street in Tabor. The ribbon cutting is sponsored by the Greater Tabor City Chamber of Commerce. Southeastern Community College will host the Youth Leadership Summit on February 12th. Special guest Miss North Carolina's teen, Cameron Hollowell, will lead a meet-and-greet session. Activities are going to focus on resume building and personal branding, as well as workshops on how to prepare seniors for joining the global workforce. Go to sccnc.edu for more. Southern Farm Days is coming up the third weekend in March. The 15th annual festival features and celebrates all things rural and historical. Organizers have made some changes this year to keep the event interesting. Look for more on Southern Farm Days in the coming weeks at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus Baptist Association Spring Revival is set for March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road South. There will be guest speakers and special music each night. Pastor Kevin Taylor will speak at United Faith and Hope Church in Evergreen on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The church is located at 56 His Drive. You might have noticed some changes on the CCN website of late. That's because we're expanding our church news section. You can send us your service information, address, website, or social media contacts, and any special events that you have. Send them to us. We can share with our readers. And please, if you can, send us a picture of your church, your pastor, or any special speakers. You can email church@ColumbusCountyNews.com. Remember to check back with the good news throughout the week for updates on additional events. We never charge you for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan hero stories, little kids with big fish, happy news of any kind. We have a place for it on the good news. And let's face it, folks, we need some good news these days. Email thegoodnews@ColumbusCountyNews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thanks for sharing the good news.